at a bed, Rashi chavila means biyachad. You have to have the whole bed attached together. If you have a whole bed when it's attached together, then it's makabel tumah. And lo yitzui was tumah. You want to put it into the mikvah, you can only be metabel it when the whole bed is together. Rashi materes chavila. In tumah, if the bed was makabel tumah and tefila oila lo evor mevorim, you can't take the bed apart and be tevel each piece by itself. Ela mesakno umatvila. So you have to put the whole bed together. When you have the whole bed together, that's called a kli. Then you could table in the mikvah becomes Torah. It's just like it's makabel tumah when the whole kli is together. Who then, if it was makabel tumah and now you want to make a Torah, you have to put the whole bed the way it is inside the mikvah. That's Rebbe Elazar's shita. The chacham say no. Metamos evorim. Now each piece of the bed by itself could be makabel tumah. It's right to be used, the pieces by itself. Who are dinam at the heres avorim? If the pieces became tummy, or even if the whole bed became tummy, and now you take the pieces apart, you're allowed to be table each piece by itself. Hey, if the pieces have a chshivus of a kli, it's makabel tumah, and you can put it in the mikvah, it's matayr, it comes tor also. What? Mikvah? If you want to, sure, yeah. The chiddush is, if you want, you can take it apart and do it separately. But of course, if you want to do it together, bottom it's good. So now that's the chum shita. Chum says, no, it's metame, each piece separately. In other words, each piece of the bed by itself is called a kli, you could be used. So in this, the Gemara answered, mind you, what's the case now that you can have pieces of a bed that's mekabel tumah? No, the chum don't argue in the whole yisrael of Hitler's kingdom. The old Mishnayos of Kalim say, what's something that could be makabel tumah? If it's a kli, it has to be usable. Something that's not usable, it's not called a kli, can't be makabel tumah. So what's Pshat Nachum here that they say, parts of the bed could be makabel tumah? Like, what can you use it for? Or else, Ma'anini, what's the case? What part of the bed are they talking about? On this said, Amar Rav Chonon, Amar Rebbe, Arucha Ushtei Kroyim. We're talking about, it's the length of the frame with the two legs attached to it. And sorry, or else the width of the frame, the smaller part of the frame, ushtei kroyim, and you have the two legs still attached to it. So that's called part of the bed that could be makabel tumah according to chachamim, and you could table the mikvah also by itself. Fred Gemara is a good of the maichazi, but what is it used for? Like, why do you say this is still called a kli? For what use do you have from the length of the frame with its two legs? What can you use it for? And the Gemara, lemis mechino aguda. You could lie it against the wall. Or lemesa velayu, and lean on top of it. You could use like a couch. In other words, if you have a frame with its two legs, so then you could let it lie along the wall, and it'd be like a couch. Trashi. Lemis mechino aguda. Le korvon eitz lakoiso. Bring them near, close to the wall. Harochiv, kamole roichiv nita. The width. Like the width of the bed, for nois and eitzim in akroyim, put the wood from the legs, or the kaislam or shayslam aglaisav. Kitty can make it use like a stretcher, like to use to lie on top of it. So if you have this long board with its two, with the two legs to it, you could use it to make like a stretcher to lean on. Or mishta ashli, or else you could, mishta ashli, v'nois and chavolim, you put strings now, it's like a stretcher. So in between the two boards, you put string to hold yourself up there. Or mesarig, and you weave there. Or roya lemishkav or matama medrus. Therefore, it's roya to lean on this. In other words, you use the frame, and then you weave it in between with material. So you have like a stretcher, so you can lie down on it. So therefore, it's called like a bed that has tumas mishkav on it. Tumas mishkav or moishav, a medrus. Tumas medrus it has on it. Therefore, it's makabel tumah. That's the case we're talking about. And if you take the bed mamish apart, that you can't use the pieces, it's not makabel tumah. You can't put it to the mikvah. Now, talking about a case where you have the frame with its two legs attached, you could use it, lie it against the wall, and then push string across from one side to the other side, and it'll be like a stretcher. So, the more gufa. So, Mela, that could be pshan al mishter also. That al mishter says that you make tchach with the frame of the bed. That mashmitz puzzle. So the question was, a frame of a bed is not a kli anymore. It can't be used. Why is a puzzle? It's not makabel tumah. We're talking about a wooden frame. The Torah says, no, we're talking about you have the frame with its two legs. So since it's roi to be used, and it's still called the kli, it's still makabel tumah, maybe that's why it's possum. So you don't have a raya from our Mishnah to Rav Dimi's halacha. But halacha, we take a paskin to Ravami. The halacha, we paskin like Ravami, though. Mar says, now, gufa. Omer Ravami. Ravami said like this. Omer Ravami, batev yumi. Sichacho bevav loyi kelim. If you use chach, left over the ruined materials of flax, let's say, is psula. And still you can't use as poslas chach. For the Gemara, my bavloi kelim, what does it mean to use the ruined part of the kelim? Ruined part of a beged. Omer abaya matlonis. That means mamish small shmatis, small patches, shein behen sholosh al sholosh. There's not even 3x3. Not even 3x3. Smaller than a handkerchief. The lechazdin loilanim loilashirim. It can't be used for poor people, it can't be used for rich people. So it's not called the kli at all. Therefore, right now, it's not makabel tumah. Still, you can't use it as chach. And the Torah says, since it once upon a time was part of a big beged, it was royal makabel tumah at that point. So now, even though you take it apart, still it has a din to be posel for chach. Moratani kavosu de ravami batavumi. I'll bring you Rai, we learned like him. The din is machzolis shel shifa. If you have mats made from shifa, the shogami, a type of straw, type of material, vasha shifa, lishka, shogami, eunuch, some say it's like straw, alright, type of something that grows, is afal pi, shenifchaso mikishurom, aim a sachim behen. Even though this mat now became smaller than the shear that it could be in the kabel tumma, still you can't use it for schach. Because even though these are machzolis mats that came from things that grow off the ground, so really it should be kosher schach, then in, so it was possible at the beginning because it was a wide mat that could be makabel tumah. But now that it became so small, it's not makabel tumah. Why is it possible? It's a right to Ravami that since this mat was once a part something that could be makabel tumah, we say you can never use it as chach anymore. Rashi Zafal Pish and Ifkasu Rashi Achshav Mikashir the tumah of Nan Mafet Shishal Shisha a Mafet a mat has to at least be 6 tvachim and 6 tvachim. Still here the din is Ein Masachin. Since the one came from a big size, a big mat, there was 6 tvachim and 6 tvachim. Since at the beginning this mat was wide 6 tvachim and 6 tvachim, and it was a habit of tumas mishkav of a zav and a nida, therefore it's posel schach. Even now when it became smaller than that size. What about machtela sakanim? Let's say you have a mat made from bamboo sticks. More than Shiloh, they sell here. You have these, a shade, what do you call it, a Venetian blind, made from bamboo sticks. And you have it weave woven together. Is Machzola Sakana, you have a mat made from bamboo sticks. Gedoyla Mesachimbo, if it's a big bamboo sticks, you could use it for Schach. Kitane Mesachimbo, but if it's made from small ones, then you can't use it for Schach. Why not? So Rashi says, Gedoyla Mesachimbo, the Lav Klihu. If you have a big mat, like made from big bamboo sticks, you don't use it to sit on, to lean on. Mistam was made to use for schach. So it was never made for kli. It was made for schach. It's not called the kli. It's not makabel tumah. Therefore, you're allowed to use it for schach. Mashen ken ketanim apostle, because ketanim is used to use it to sit on. It's then to use like a mat or like a bed. So therefore, it's makabel tumah. It has tumas mishkav on it. So therefore, it's apostle for schach. We have a lezer wayman, no. Afi mekabelas tumma v'yei mesachim bo. And even a gedurla is also no good. So Rashi says, kesavri yolz, stoma l'shchivo klihi. Even a big bamboo mat. But mestoma, when they made this mat, they made it to put down and to sleep on, to lean on, to lie on. Because it is made l'shchivo, therefore it has tumas medris of a zav or a nidam, therefore it's called a kli that's mekabel tumma. So that's the klal. Any kli that's mekabel tumma, it's posel for schach. And the law we hold like Ravami, even when the kli gets broken and doesn't have the shear now to makabel tumah, still you can't use it for schach. Right, then the end of the Mishnah said, ha'achoytet pegodesh, that let's say you have a whole pile of hay, a haystack there, and now in the middle of it you start to hollow it out to make a size that you can get in there. It's 10 feet by 10 feet now, and even though you have kosher schach on top, because hay is kosher schach, but since you did not put the schach there, you did not make it. When you first piled up this pile, it was tam a hay pile. It wasn't made l'shem schach, l'shem tzel. Later it came by itself, its tzel is there. So that's not called an asiyah, that's posel schach.
But Omer Rafuna says though, Lashana, this was only learnt, El Shein Bo Chalal Tefach, B'Meshach Shivam. That means the haystack Metchila was mamash piled up straight. It was complete hay. There was no aver in between, there was no Chalal, no empty space of a Tefach. But what's going to be if, let's say this haystack, for some reason in the middle of the haystack, there was space. There was a Chalal Tefach. You had a space of a Tefach. And then on top of that, you put more hay. So the klal is any time you have a space of a tefach, on top is called an oil. So then we say what you put on top of the space is considered you're making a roof. You're making like a schach there. You're making an oil. So it was called matchil, you made an oil. So matchil, when you put the hay on top of the space, you like made a l'shem schach, it had a shem schach. Then it's kosher. So Amar Rav Huna, again. Loishan, when do we say it's possible? El l'shem shom chalal tefach. There's no space in this haystack, even a space of a tefach wide. The Meshach Shiva, the length of 7 by 7, that's a kosher shear, Ska'asuka. Avu Yeshom Chalal Tefach. But let's say there's a space in the haystack that the space is high, a tefach. The Meshach Shiva, it's 7 tefachim long and 7 tefachim wide. So the kids on that space, when you put the schach now on top, is a rezu sukkah. That's called you're putting the hay on top, l'shem schach. See, even though right now you don't have the defanus, right now you don't have the walls, that's not a psul. Later you go inside this haystack and you hollow it out much more and make it that now you have walls of 10 tefachim high. So l'maisa now it's a kosher sukkah. Because in the tchilu, when you put the schach on top, the schach was put l'shem schach. In other words, once you have a space of a tefach, what goes on top of that is called an oil. If the space wouldn't be a space of a tefach, less than a tefach, what goes on top is not called an oil. So you put the schach on top, it's not called, you made it l'shem schach. But if it has the space of a tefach, it's called, you made kosher schach. Rashi said, El l'shem shom chalal tefach. Goiva, it's not high, a space of a tefach. B'meshach oirev rechav shiva, tefachim. Kishir sukkah. That you don't have it 7 by 7 tefachim of this. V'yachakach higdish kol agodesh aloysech lal. V'yachshav nasa shem schach melev. If you never had the space, so when you put the hay on top of it, you stand piled up hay on top of hay, it never had a shem schach. V'lohoyolav shem schach metchila. Metchila, when you made this hay pile, there was never a shem schach, there was only a hay pile. So later, when you hollow out the middle of the hay pile, you did not make the schach. It's called the schach came by itself, that's possible. Avulim yeshom chalal tefach oyelu. But if there's a space of air, an air pocket there, high, a tefach, that's called an oil. Nimsa shein schach aloysa godish. So the hay you're putting on top of that air pile now is called schach. Ugeshachoytet boy milmatam. Now later when you get inside there and you hollow out further down, you hollow it out downwards. Milmata lamala ad jamagvia sachlal. Likashir goivasarom that you make the hollowness now. 10 tefachim oy. Ain zu asiyos. It's not called you're making the schach now. Shere ainum the sack and ela defanus. All you're doing now is just fixing up the walls. Over the defanus by the walls, le'amrina tasav le'minosi. The Torah never said a psul of tasav, you have to make it and not be made by itself. But the Torah is only makbid upon the schach, you have to make the schach. Varehi kasukam, now this case here now, that you have the hay pile, that there was a space of a tefach there, so you made the schach. So the same halacha kasukah shebchusam yasarim. We had before, let's say you have a sukkah, you made the schach. But at the beginning it was lower than 10 tefachim. So right now the sukkah is possible. We had before the chokak bo, the ashrim al asara, and then you went in the middle of the sukkah, and you hollowed out, you dig down in the ground another tefach deep. So now it comes out that the walls are 10 tefachim high, the sukkah is kosher. So the question is, why is the sukkah kosher? At the beginning when you put the schach on top was a possible sukkah. So why did you say it wasn't called made a sukkah? Now first, by digging down on the ground, now you're first making a kosher schach. So why don't you say a psul of tasav levinosi? The Teretz says no. Negate the schach, if when you put the schach there was at least an oil of a tefach, that's called you making schach. So you made the schach was kosher schach. What was the storm? That the walls were not high, 10 tefachim. By the walls, there's no psul of tasav levinosi. So the walls, it doesn't make a difference. Later, hollow down, dig down the walls, make the walls to be high, 10 tefachim. Now you have kosher walls, there's no psul of tasav levinosi. As long as at the time when you made the schach, it had a shame oil, that's called good schach. What's called an oil? An oil means it has to at least be like mechitzas coming down at least a tefach. There has to be a hollowness of at least a tefach. If you have space of a tefach. Now, just space of a tefach alone is not enough. Like lemoshel, the Ramah paskens halacha that when you make your sukkah, you have to be careful first to make the walls of the sukkah and then to make the schach. What Ramah says, if you make the schach first, you just have, let's say, a frame, no walls, and first you make the schach and then you make the walls, the oldest puzzle. The Ramah says it's puzzle. Why that's called tasav leminosi? Because at the time when you made the schach, it's a puzzle sukkah. There's no walls, it's not called schach. Later you go and make the walls, so the schach becomes kosher by itself. It's not called you made the schach. That's the way the Ramah paskins. Now, lochus, the machlekes achronim, if you hold like that or not. But about the kachil, you shouldn't do like that. You should never make your schach first, and then make the walls. Always first make the walls, and then make the schach. So the lochus, the mishmurah speaks out to you. But that's only, the Ramah's talking about a case that you put the schach, a flat schach, and there's no walls at all. If you don't have any walls at all, it's not called an oil, it's not called a schach. But for now, Gemara's mashma, let's say near the schach you had one tefach worth of mechitza. You had one tefach coming down, and on top of that you put the schach, that would be called kosher schach. Because as long as you have a tefach worth of an oil, that's called an oil. That's like our Gemara here. If in the middle of this haystack, there's one tefach of avar of space, and on top of that you put the schach, so since like this one tefach means there's a wall here, one tefach high, and on top of that you're putting schach, that's called an oil. So as long as you have a tefach of a mechitza on the side, now when you put a covering on top of the tefach, that's called an oil. So when you made the sukkah, like the Gemara before, let's say the walls were only 9 tefachim high, that's all. And then you made your schach. See, even though the walls are pasul walls, but lemaisa, when you made the schach there, it has the same schach, because it's called an oil. Since you have a mechitza more than a tefach, it's called now you're making an oil on top. If you're making an oil, that's called you're making schach. Now there's a new question. You have to have the fanus. What's called kosher walls? 10 tefachim. The tefachim, the fanus you could make later. Just like we had two cases before. We had a case. If metchilo, the walls were more than 20 yamas high, you're allowed to build on the bottom and it's the burn to make the sukkah kosher. I, at the time when you made the schach, was posel. The Torah says no. The schach was made the same schach. Since it had a doif in there, it's called you're making a schach. There's another locha. The walls are posel. So if you lift up the wall or else lower it down, you can make the walls kosher. But now with Gemara's mashma, as long as at the time you made the schach, there was a tefach there, a mechitza worth of a tefach, that's called an oil. That's called you're making the schach. And what happens later comes kosher. But after our Mishnah says that you hollow out the god, it's just posel, because there was no halal tefach there. So Mela is never called you made schach. When you stand made the hay pile, you stand through hay on top of hay. It was never called a schach. Later you hollow out the middle, now by itself it comes out, you have a schach. That's absurd. Tassel leminosli. You have to make it, not if it comes by itself. That's right. Verse says, now Tanya Nami Hochi. I bring you a we learn like this also. Tanya Nami Hochi. Ha choytek the godish. Lasses my sukkah. Somebody's hollowing out the haystack to make a sukkah. Ha raise the sukkah. The other bride says it's a kosher sukkah. For the Markasha, but Anantan, our Mishnah says not like that. For Anantan, our Mishnah learns, ain't a sukkah. Our Mishnah says, Achoyti the Godish, if you hollow out the haystack, it's possible. So what's the terrace? It allows Shramina to Rav Huna, Shramina survive to Rav Huna. That our Mishnah is talking about, there's not even a halal, there's not even a space of a tefach there. So you never called made a schach. The bright is talking about in the middle of the haystack, there's a space of a tefach. So therefore, when you put the hay on top of that space, it's called you're making an oil, so it's called you're making schach. That's kosher schach. Marika de Romile Mirma. Some ask for a question. Tanan we learned. Ha choytet begodish. Lasas le sukkah. If somebody hollows out the haystack to make a sukkah inside it, ain't a sukkah. That's our Mishnah. It's possible. You didn't make the schach. I bought time to ask for a theory now, a question. Another price that says, ha raise the sukkah. No, it's kosher sukkah. On this, on Rav Huna comes to answer like Kashia. Kan b'shiyeh shom chalal tefach. The price that it says that's kosher is talking about, there's a space, an air space there, an air pocket of a tefach, high. How wide and how long? At least 7 by 7 tefachim. But b'meshach shev, it has to be at least 7 tefachim and 7 tefachim. That's the shiur of a kosher sukkah. Kan, our mishnah is talking about though, b'shiyeh shom chalal tefach. b'mesach sheva. You don't have an ear pocket there of a tefach high with the width and the length of 7x7 tefachim. But since you don't have a shear of a tefach, also a shear of a tzrach, therefore when you put the hay on top of hay, you never made tzrach. You just made a hay pile. So therefore later when you hollow out the middle of the hay pile, it's still puzzled, because it's never considered you made the tzrach. So to Mishnah. This is the way you go to make your walls. So the more you're talking about making the walls, the doifin, like you have sticks there, and you're braiding in between, you're like making it, you're weaving walls. Whereas you have sticks there, three sticks, and you're braiding it now, you're first making your wall. So you can make it two ways, either start downwards, upwards, or else start upwards, downwards. So I'm a shalish defanish, you're making your walls. Milmala lamati, you start upwards, coming downwards. In Gavoya Minorit Shloshet Tfachim Sula, if when the wall was coming down, but your last three Tfachim from the ground you did not weave in, it's open space there, it's a Pasla Daifin. That's the cloud that we say on the bottom, if it's wide three Tfachim, Gediyim Boikimbo, it's not called a Mechitza. A Mechitza has to at least come within three Tfachim from the ground. Then you say Lover, it's attached, it's called a good Mechitza. But a Mechitza Tluy that's hanging in the air, and somebody could walk, a kid, a gedi can walk underneath it, that's not called a mechitza. So in gvoyev, it's higher, minars from the ground, slash tzvachim sula. What about the other way? Milamata lamala. You started to make the wall downwards, upwards. In gvoyev, sar tzvachim, once the first bottom tzvach, 10 tzvachim, you made a mechitza, ksherim. Even though the tzvach is 10 feet high, and now your 4 amis, your 10 tzvachim is only 40 inches high, that's all. So there's a big space between the mechitza and the schach, still it's a kosher mechitza. But then we say good asik. Once you have a mechitza of 10 tefachim, it goes up to the shemayim. So even though the schach is way high, as long as the schach is not above 20 amis, it's less than 20 amis, it's a kosher sukkah. Even though the mechitza is only 10 tefachim, that's not a good asik. If the bottom 10 tefachim you have a mechitza, the mechitza goes up at shemayim. Shrashi ha-mashal shom. Kol milmala lamata kori shulshom. Upwards, downwards is called shulshul. Milmala lamata means shehischol arig. You started to weave. Ha mechitza etzla schach, near the schach. V'yorig, ovo kalvimata, you came downwards. So this mishnah will be a kasha on the remor. Here the chutz mashma, first you had the schach, and then later you made the mechitza. Could be, not like that. Zulav davka etzla schach, means the schach was there. Just means this is the way you started to make the wall. No kitzah shloshet tvachim psula. Dainu kadesh yedakir agdi. The kid could walk on it with badrush. There mean a psula. Anytime the bottom of the mechitza, if three tvachim is open there, a kid could walk through. That's a stira to a mechitza. A mechitza means you divide into rishuyas. You could walk underneath it. If you could walk under the wall, it's not called a wall. Everybody knows that. That's not a wall. You could walk underneath it. Mashaykim milmata lamala. Sheyeschol larig mamati. You started to make the mechitza on the floor. As soon as you lift up the mechitza, 10 tefachim, sheirom. The apple fish like gvi l'sach, even though you didn't reach the tzchach is 10 feet high, that's lach of good asik. Once you have a mechitza where you have 10 tefachim, the mechitza shoots up all the way. Right, Mishnah Rabbi Yossi says, Kishem shel milmato lamalo. Asara tefachim, just like when you start downwards, upwards, as soon as you have 10 tefachim, you say good asik, the mechitza is extended all the way up. Rabbi Yossi holds, Kach milmala lamato asara tefachim. Who adin downwards also, we say good achis. The mechitza does come down. He does know from Gdi and Boikimbo. As long as you have a mechitza of 10 tefachim, even though it's hanging in the air, and the bottom 5 tefachim is open space, still we say good achis. That's from Yossi Shita. The mechitza always comes down. Just like you say the mechitza goes upwards, the mechitza goes downwards also. And we don't care the fact that you can walk underneath it, still you say good achis. That's from Yossi Shita. So Mar says, "B'maikim miflugi, what's our machlekes? That ma'asav a mechitza tluya materis. The B'yosio is a mechitza that's hanging. Still, we can say it's mutter. It comes down. Good asa, good achis brings it down. Or ma'asav the rabbanon hold no mechitza tluya in the materis. The mechitza that's hanging, the bottom three tefachim is open. You don't say a good achis. The mechitza can't come down. Kediyim boikimah makes the puzzle. So the Mar tonight also we learn the Gemara in Erevin that a bor shebein shtei chaseris." The Geit Hilchus Shabbos, you have a bore, a well of water, and it's in between two different chaseris. And the two chaseris did not make an eruv chaseris together. So you're not going to carry from one chaser to another chaser. And rather, there's a mechitza there dividing the two chaseris. There's no pesach there. They couldn't make an eruv. So now, neither machit, neither chotzer could schlep up the water on the Shabbos. Because since both chatzerim have the right to use this bor, it's like both rishuyis are in this bor. So each chotzer, when they fill up the water, they're like taking water from the other chotzer into their chotzer. You're not allowed to carry from one chotzer to another chotzer. So bor, if you have this well, shebein shtei chatzer, as long as it's smack in the middle, it's on the borderline between the two chatzerim. Is ein memala memenu b'shabbos. You're not allowed to fetch the water on this Shabbos. You can't bring the water up because you're like carrying from one chotzer to the other chotzer. Elim came only providing osalo mechitza tzfochim, that you make there in the middle of the well. You made a mechitza tzfochim. Bein milmalo, whether you put this mechitza on the top of the well. Bein milmato, well, the mechitza went down near the water. Bein b'teich ognei, but providing the mechitza is inside the oigin, inside the rim of the well. As long as this ten tzfochim mechitza is inside the rim of the well, whether it's on top of the well or it's on the bottom of the well, still is kosher. So lechura here, you see lechura that by water, that's the cloud we say mechitza tluyas materis. Even though if you put this mechitza only on top of the well, so true, these ten tzfochim here has the mechitza, but the bottom of the well, there's no mechitza. So lechura, why is it mutter to carry? So here you have to say, we look as if this mechitza now goes all the way down to the bottom. We just said, Chum say, you don't say, the mechitza goes downwards. We say, Gedim Boikimbo. But that was the cloud we have in the Gemara and Ervin, that by Mayim is a kilobar abonim. Anytime you want the mechitza to go downwards, to be mati you, to be able to carry up water on Shabbos, the abonim made a kula. That Negeya to Mayim, Negeya to making a division between water, to say you have a mechitza going all the way down, that now this side of the water belongs to this chotzer, this side of the water belongs to that chotzer, we're making by mayim. So that's what this din is. You have this bor, and you're making a mechitza inside the well, it helps. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, he says like this, that Beshama Yom and Beshama holds Milmala. The mechitza Badavka has to be on top, or else it's enough if it's on top, Rashi said. Yeah,